Whatever they may think of Cuba's government, people around the world admire Cuba's dancers. Now one more Cuban dance troupe seems likely to gain attention, and it is called the Voluminous Dance Company. Its members weigh an average of 200 pounds. We heard about them in an audio postcard sent by NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Slowly moving to the music, Zaida Romay gracefully arches her back and raises her arms into the air. Her languid moves make her look like she's dancing underwater. It's part classical ballet, part contemporary dance. The director of the troupe corrects her as she goes through her routine. Romay has always been a dancer, but after she ballooned to 190 pounds when she had her baby, she thought she would never dance again. I'm so happy, she says. I didn't have to frustrate my dreams. Fat or thin, I can do it. I am doing it. I feel divine. Romay belongs to the professional dance troupe Danza Voluminosa. Its members are all unabashedly large. It was founded in 1996 by Jorge Miguel Mas, who was a member of Cuba's famed contemporary dance company. He now weighs 300 pounds. There are aesthetic mores that have been created by people who say, no, dancers have to be thin with certain lines. In our obese bodies, there are also lines. There is also beauty. I've tried to show this. Our bodies are softer and wider. They are round. I've tried to create an aesthetic that breaks with what is conventional, he says. Masa says he was inspired by Colombian painter Fernando Botero's portly figures to break the rules. Now he works with his dancers' unique bodies to create a style of dance that is compatible with how they move. That means no jumps and few lifts. The road, though, hasn't been an easy one. The first people you have to convince, he says, that this is okay are obese people. They have to believe that they can be artists, that they can dance, that they can be beautiful. And then you can convince the public. It's been a hard road, but not an impossible one. People who are overweight often have low self-esteem, and this is part of my mission, that they feel capable of doing this. Dancer Zaida Romay says the next hurdle is the audience. At first people laughed when we got on stage because they were not used to seeing our kind of dancers, she says. But when they saw the kind of work we were doing, they saw that we were serious. Then we got standing ovations because they saw that this was for real. The six-person troupe has performed all over the country. They recently debuted an original production called A Sweet Death that deals with the life of an obese girl. Mas insists that what they do is not a gimmick. The dancers train intensively. They performed with Cuba's more well-recognized and well-funded dance companies. The largest dancer in the group is Barbara Paula, who weighs 325 pounds. She says that becoming part of Danza Voluminosa has changed her life. It's not hard for me to dance, she says. The company has shown me how to be more agile, more mobile. I think this shows that we shouldn't have a complex because we are fat. We demand more from our bodies. If someone asks me, I say I'm a dancer, because that's what I am. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.